This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It is time to catch up with Leslie Ngani from Action for Blind People. A regular look at what's on out and about with some of the Actioneers clubs for blind and partially sighted children and young people. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Alan.
And how are we?
I'm good, thanks, you?
Good, not bad. All ready to delve into another round of activities for the kids. Reading some of these, Leslie, I wish I was a kid again as well, because it's amazing stuff you guys have going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to look first of all, just a couple of events that take place at the regular clubs which are run around the UK. A couple of you have got going, a bit of horse riding?
Yeah, and obviously not my favourite.
do you not? No, not your thing.
No. Kids absolutely love it, don't they? It's like a really popular session, always, oversubscribed.
What I did want to know, though, was it says horse riding and grooming, so they're cleaning the horse. Do they have to, like, muck out the stables?
Yes. Yeah, so do all the aspects of the grooming and, you know, what's involved with looking after a horse. So, yeah.
Oh, I'll pass on that bit. I'll stick there.
I love that.
Yes, fair enough. I'll take your word for it. You've got the Centre for Life, is it?
Yeah, that's up in Newcastle. It's like a big science centre, so they do all like different experiments, things like that. It's a great centre, and we've been there a few times now, and it's always a popular event. So,
okay, let's look ahead then to the 18th to the 20th of March. You've got a family adventure weekend, so that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, well, often when we do the family weekend, we often can do some like workshop information-based one, which we'll talk about next. But this one, it's where they get chance to take part in all the fun activities as a family. So they're going to be doing climbing, archery, an obstacle course, and loads more. So it's just all about, you know, having fun and having the opportunity to meet other families.
So even though that the parents are there, the kids and the young people get a chance to kind of get away from mum and dad.
Yeah, but the key thing here is like family fun this time, which, you know, a lot of the times, you know, Actioneers and our day events, it's the young people who take part in the activity, and this time it's the whole family. So
all right.
Yeah, bit of a difference this one.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, so that's over in Kingswood at Wolverhampton.
Okay, we're staying with the event you've got coming up. We've got another family weekend in April. This is at the Windermere Manor Hotel.
Yes, yeah, so over at one of our Vision Hotels. So like you say, it's the 1st to the 3rd of April. And this is one of our more traditional family weekends where we've got like the information sharing workshops for the parents, or looking at confidence building and the peer networks. So, and there's going to be a focus on education at this one. And then the young people get to go off on their own with the staff, and they're going to do some fun activities like low ropes and crate stacking.
Brilliant. So did they get to go to trips in the area as well?
Yeah, and they've got a local trip to a place called Tarnhouse. And, of course, they get to use the facilities at the hotel, which are great because they're fully accessible to people with sight loss.
Okay, and cost for that one, you've got £100 for adults, £40 for the kids, and under threes go free. That's a bit of a tongue twister.
I know.
Got the horse riding teeth in there. More family activities. You've got an information day coming up on the 12th of March as well.
Yeah, this is over in Nottingham. It's over at my site over there, which is it's a day event, so it's 10 till 3. So there's some fun activities. They're going to be doing dance, drama and art workshops. And it's also an opportunity to sit and grab a coffee and speak to, obviously, staff from Action, RNIB, Guide Dogs, Blind Children UK, my site, and also like the QTVIs as well for the local authorities. So lots to do at that day.
And even looking ahead to the summer, I suppose we could throw ahead to then, Leslie. You've got lots of events that are coming up as well, sort of residentials for different age groups, with funding available for some of these?
Yeah, we've got Action Activity Breaks. So, you know, we've been running these for a long time now, really popular. And they range from 3 to 5 night residentials. And we have different ones for different age groups between the age of 8 and 17. And so it's all about making friends, improving confidence, their independence, self-esteem, and obviously taking part in the activities as well. And they cost between £180 and £300, depending on the length of the residential. There is funding available for families from Victor if you know they want if they need support with those costs.
Okay. Now, I know we talk about the events and the residentials, and obviously the kids get to learn new skills and so on. Do you ever get the kids coming back when they're a bit older to talk to the youngsters and just kind of let them know what it's like? They've been through it all.
Yeah, this is something that we're trying to bring into our service a lot more now. And we've actually got a few people who've been attending like the activity breaks and when there were vacation schemes previously. We've got a few who are coming back this summer as volunteers. So, you know, they've experienced it and they're like the role models and they want to give something back. So, it's absolutely brilliant.
And it is indeed. They're coming back to do their bit as well. Great news. Leslie, we're always a bit pushed for time and always loads to talk about. But if anyone would like to learn more about the events we've been chatting about here, some of the residentials, or even the regular clubs which take place around the country with those fabulous activities as well, how do they get in touch?
Well, if they've got access to the internet, they can go to our website, which is www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk. And if they go to the support and information section, they'll see the children and family and the young person section on there. They can click on the events calendar and find out what's going on in their area. Or if they want to give me a call on 01642 233 439, and I can get the information that they need.
Fantastic, Leslie. Great chatting to you as always. We'll speak to you again next month.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.